Hello. By way of introduction, the amplifier is visually very similar to the Gamut design. It's a coincidence. Wanting to build an amplifier, I was looking for a damaged enclosure donor. The housing of the Coda AV600X receiver caught my eye, but the knob was asymmetrically placed. I didn't find anything interesting. I started to draw something similar to this pattern myself, but with a symmetrically placed knob. There were many iterations until an almost final form emerged, very similar to the present one. Then I accidentally came across the Gamut DI150 amplifier and noticed that it looks almost identical to the amplifier in my concept. I began to hesitate whether to change my idea to something else, because it is someone's technical idea, someone's industrial design. I started to study the regulations in this direction, and it turned out that the law allows the use of an industrial design for personal use. So a stone from my heart, and I started to act. The inspiration for the new amplifier was the occasional purchase of the Vincent SV-121 amplifier, and comparing its sound with my existing amplifier, described in this topic. It turned out that acoustically Vincent is several classes above. Unfortunately, Vincent does not have a signal output, BT, and most importantly, a phono preamplifier. This is where the search for an interesting scheme, design, and construction began. The amplifier was built for 7 months. Its design consists of separate plates of individual modules, so that you can easily upgrade, etc. Everything was packed into the 1NPD-02-3030B housing, purchased from Modishop. The input selector board is integrated with the phono preamplifier. In the phono preamplifier, I used a circuit known from more expensive Pioneer and Denon designs with FET transistors at the input. The sound from this circuit is clearly better than the circuits I've made before, including the Emerald circuit praised on the web. The board also has a signal output buffer for driving the previously presented equalizer on IN9 tubes. Scheme and selector board, for one channel, below. The preamplifier is a slightly modified circuit taken from the following source. Diagram of one channel and board below. The power amplifiers are based on the Pioneer A09 scheme, but they have been redesigned to use currently available and cheap transistors. The board has been designed to be screwed together with the transistors on the heatsink. Below is the schematic and PCB for one channel. The amplifier additionally has a Bluetooth receiver and a DAC also working in dual mono. The DAC board has been designed in such a way that it can be screwed onto the PA214 Bluetooth receiver, bought on a well-known Asian website. The signal in the SPDIF format is fed from Bluetooth to the DAC board. There, through the 4052 multiplexer, one of the three SPDIF, coaxial optical BT sources is selected, which then through optocouplers, it is fed to SPDIF decoders independent for each channel, and from there to converters. The primary side of the DAC, Bluetooth receiver, selector, Toslink receiver, is powered from the power supply of the digital part. The secondary side, SPDIF decoders, converters, from the output of the audio power supply switched on with a relay. The DAC is based on the Cirrus Logic CS4334 converters, because they are one of the few that can still be purchased on the market, and they are also easy to use. Below is the schematic and PCB. The amplifier's control section is not too complicated and was designed parallel to the front panel to handle the backlight, buttons, have a hole for the potentiometer axis, etc. It is based on the Atmega 16 microcontroller. A 10x5mm model, bearing with a flange, was fitted into the hole for the potentiometer axis, through which the potentiometer axis with a diameter of 5mm passes. The bearing is the fulcrum of the axle. Effects below. Control board. Aluminum front panel of the case. Panel with illuminated inscriptions under the glass, with a cutout for the IR receiver and the axis. The